Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's the birds bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institution, Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. I encourage you to go there and read the things that they're working on your behalf, small business owners, very, very much on your behalf, and support them in the work that they do. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about Obamacare. We're talking about the, in the previous segment, you reset it up for why the Obamacare is before the Supreme Court now for at least the second time in a momentous way. The decision that will be made this time is about whether the IRS has the right to rewrite the law so that states with federal exchanges are, even though the law doesn't say state federal, it says only state exchanges can get the financial benefits. So what do you think, in your gut, what do you think is going to happen now? The last time Justice Roberts went over to the other side. What do you think is, if you had to guess right now, what would you think?
You know, I all I know is that I am not a lawyer and that it's just impossible to speculate. When you look at, and I listened to the legal, to all the oral arguments, the Galen Institute submitted an amicus brief. Right. I have studied this case. I've written about it. It seems to me, as a layperson, that the law is pretty clear.
So the
nine times it says, right, if your state sets up an exchange, then your citizens can get subsidies. And it is silent on whether or not they can get subsidies through federal exchange.
And isn't this what the founders expected of the Supreme Court, that they would be true to the law, true to the Constitution, and not be political?
That's right. But we live in a world of politics. And one of the things that was clear in 2012 is that the court was worried that if they struck down Obamacare, 30 million people that are uninsured wouldn't get health insurance. And I think they were scared to have that on their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So this time,
even though Obamacare really hasn't fixed that.
That's right. But this time, the Congress is paying attention. And you have the leaders of the key committees on both the House and Senate side have already penned op-eds saying that we are absolutely going to make sure that the 5 to 6 million people in those 37 federal exchange states continue to get their subsidies. They won't lose their health insurance,
right,
as we move to a new system.
A Plan B, Republican Plan B.
Governor Mary Phelan of Oklahoma, chair of the Republican Governors Association Policy Committee, has said, we're ready to act. We want to be partners with you in making this work. So they are assuring the Supreme Court that Congress will create a safety net to give them the space to make the right decision. I don't know if they'll do it, but that's
shame,
what's different this time.
Isn't that a shame that the Supreme Court is so politicized?
Well, no, they're human beings. They just, you know, they live in the real world.
You got four people who are liberals, who are predisposed to universal health care type of a situation like Obamacare would like to become, or is the precursor to that. They're predisposed to that politically, intellectually, and that seems to inform them first and the law second. Am I right? Am I being too rough on them?
Well, they are pretty clearly ideological in their decision, because Elena Kagan, one of those four liberals, several times has said this session that it's not up to the court to to fix the problem that Krog has created itself by not writing the law properly. But she was all in just blasting the plaintiffs this time, and it is clear how she's going to vote. So at least they should be consistent, but they're consistent only when it serves their ideological purpose, which I think is really pretty unfortunate.
And so the two swing votes are, there are two of them, really. One is Chief Justice Roberts, who was the one who contrived the law the last time they ruled. He made the contrivance that the penalty was a tax, not a penalty, even though the government argued the other way.
And therefore allowed under the taxing powers of the Constitution, correct?
To go ahead, yes, under the Commerce Clause. And the other one is Kennedy, who is a true swing vote, who I think probably, you know, may be the most righteous justice on the court. What do you think?
Well, he's not ideological, that's clear. He was appointed by President Reagan. Mm-hmm. And after Robert Bork's nomination was pulled. So had we had Robert Bork rather than Kennedy, I think a lot of these decisions over the last several decades would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they just completely blasted him and made the president pull his nomination. And Kennedy, you know, he's been a really wonderful justice. And actually, Roberts really kind of keeps him very close and keeps his arm around him a lot of the time.
Is that right?
And lets him write some of the important decisions. So he's very solicitous to Kennedy because he knows how important he is and, you know, probably genuinely likes him as well. But I think that clearly Kennedy and Roberts are the key people here.
Yep.
And remember, there would have had to have been four justices deciding that this case is worth hearing. And either Roberts or Kennedy would have been those. Because they have
went
to vote, four of them
it.
Have
yeah.
to vote.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. Quick break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.